Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to this edition of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry Let's Talk Business program. This week, we continue our coverage of the Central Bank of Barbados and BCCI BIMPAY stakeholder breakfast discussion, where members and key stakeholders explored the Barbados Instant Payment System, or BIMPAY, ahead of its planned launch on March 31st, 2026. In today's segment, we turn our attention to the practical side of BIMPAY and what it means for businesses and consumers. To guide us through this, we'll hear from Ernst Verbeek, project manager for BIMPAY, who will share insights on how the system will operate and the benefits it promises for the local business community.
Now, how is this going to work? And here I'm going to show you, we'll start with the basic principle. So BIMPAY will involve, like any other payment, somebody initiating a payment and somebody receiving a payment. And that will be done through a platform that we've called it BIMPAY. This is the real-time processing engine that we are installing now at the central bank, and that is integrated with the real-time gross settlement system at the bank. That is the basic setup. Now, in order to make this real-time payment system work, and make it attractive for people, the first thing we need to do is we need to make sure that people can use it in a variety of ways. So these are the channels that I mentioned before. They should be able to use it to initiate a payment or to receive a payment through, an ATM, a point of sale, an app, a web banking portal, a bank, call center, whatever. So that is one important component. And the other important component are the so-called overlay services that I mentioned before. So in order to make a payment, I shouldn't have to rely on somebody's bank account number. There have to be easier ways to do it. Another important overlay service will be the QR code payment. This is where, instead of having to present a physical card or use a terminal, I can scan a QR code, and that QR code will be pre-populated with the data that I need to know. So the account that I'm paying to, the amount, possibly reference numbers, all that will be included in the QR code, and it will allow for a seamless transaction where there's no risk of mistakes, of reconciliation problems afterwards, etc. Another important overlay service will be the so-called request to pay. And I think especially, for most of you as businesses, this is probably going to be interesting, because with a request to pay, you can send that QR code to somebody who you would like to pay you, to push a payment to you. And those requests to pay could be in two ways. You could do this individually, or you could prepare a batch of requests to pay and send that to your PSP. And the PSP is the payment service provider. So it could be the bank, but in future, a PSP could also be, a fintech, a mobile money company, or somebody else that you choose to work with. Another important overlay service I want to mention here is the confirmation of payee. So with instant payments, the payment is immediate. In other words, the settlement is immediate. And that also means that the payment is irrevocable. So once I've received your payment, those funds are mine. So obviously, it's important that we avoid the risks of making the wrong payments, or minimize the risk of fraud. And one way of doing that is through a service called confirmation of payee, whereby if I make a payment to you, I key in, for example, your email address and the amount I want to pay, a message then, the system checks if that account is available and open, the message comes back to confirm that, together with the name of the payee. Because it could be that you're trying to pay money to, Michelle Doyle, but the account is in the name of Kevin Greenwich. So obviously at this time, you can still correct it and say that you want to stop the transaction. Okay, there are two more overlay services on the right, but they are really variations on the request to pay theme. One is the bill payment, which is, sending out automated requests to pay, and e-invoicing, which is the same as the bill payment, but more integrated into the ERP system of larger companies. So this is the service proposition, if you want. how this is going to work in detail, because I've had a few people ask me about you know, how does this exactly work. So we have a little flow chart here to show you what a typical payment would look like. We start with the green step number one. Somebody wants to make a payment. So the first thing they do is they will look up the phone number or the email in their app. They don't need the bank account number. The second step would be that they send that, they key that into their app. The app of the bank or the payment service provider then checks the bank account number that belongs to that proxy or to that alias. And assuming that, you know, there isn't a bank account number that corresponds to it, it will return the bank account details. And it will then take the amount of the transaction that I want to send to the bank that is supposed to be receiving it. That receiving bank will confirm that the account is open and has no issues, is available to accept the payment, and send a message back to say that payment has been accepted, so that the payer bank can debit, that can be debited, and the beneficiary bank can be credited by the instant payment central system. So it looks like a lot of steps, but we're talking about something here that will take, you know, a few seconds at most. And on top of this, you also have the things like the verification of payee, and you have the we have a few fraud rules as well to see, you know, to detect or to monitor potential fraudulent behavior. So this is the system that we are implementing right now. So the vendor that the central bank has selected, a company called Montran, is working with us to implement this system. And we will be doing the testing as of December. And then in January, we'll continue doing the testing with all the other participant banks as well. Okay, so here in the middle, you see the different payment channels that you have. I want to focus a little bit on the third one on the left, which is the telephone, the mobile app, because a lot of people will probably end up using BIMPAY through the mobile app. And I want to say a few words about the BIMPAY wallet and the way we've conceived it. So this is something that you will be able to download from, you know, the Apple or the Google Store. You will then link it to a financial institution with whom you already have a relationship. Now, if you are unbanked and you don't have any bank account, then you can choose an entity, because there always has to be an institution that is going to be the guardian, the custodian of your money. And from that moment onwards, the e-wallet will be linked to that entity. You will provide that entity with some basic information, just like when you open a bank account. The difference being that in this case, the information that you have to provide will be more limited, because we're talking about a wallet that, well, it will be possible to operate a wallet with limited amounts of money. And because there are limited amounts of money involved, the terms, the conditions for the so-called KYC, the Know Your Customer onboarding, will also be more modest. And once a customer transacts, you know, more than whatever the amount is that we're going to determine, but let's assume it's $2,000, then a bank can say, okay, I will let you do more transactions, but then you have to do the full KYC and the full process of providing, you know, your utility bill and second proof of identity, etc. To make this a little bit easier to understand, to follow, I've got a few examples here. So the way this will work is you download the wallet from the Google or the Apple iStore. And when you open when you install the wallet, you open it, the first thing you will see is a screen that says, okay, what would you like to do? I will say, okay, I want to get started. So I click, and the next screen will then say, okay, do you already have an account? In other words, are you already a banked customer in Barbados, or do you not have an account? Now, in both cases, the third screen will look the same. Because you have to choose an account. So if you already have an account, you can say, okay, I already have an account with, and then I can choose one of these banks or credit unions. If I don't have an account, I still have to click on one of these, because the money that I'm going to put into my wallet, even if I don't want to have anything else to do with that institution, the money has to be custodied by an entity that is licensed and regulated by the central bank. Okay, so once I've done that, I've linked myself to an entity, then this entity will do the KYC, the Know Your Customer, the onboarding that I mentioned before, which will be a very simple process of onboarding. So most likely the customer will only be asked to give his name and address, date of birth, national ID, upload a photo of his national ID document. And from that moment onwards, the system will, you know, accept, if everything is okay, the system will accept that that information. And from that moment onwards, the customer will be able to fund his wallet and to start using it to pay for things. Okay, so that's the you know, BIMPAY, and with a little bit of, you know, a little extra explanation on the BIMPAY app. Some of the benefits of the BIMPAY platform. First of all, benefits for citizens and for consumers. For citizens and also for governments, hey, you have some of the, let's say, economic benefits. So there's, you know, you have the welfare benefit of having improvements in the financial system because more people can participate. You have a benefit in terms of, you know, having fewer reported, you know, cases of theft or robberies. There's a benefit for the central bank because there's, you know, a lower cost of minting and printing coins and notes. And there's a macroeconomic benefit because if you have more formal activity that you can report, results in higher GDP. And obviously, you know, a higher GDP makes the country more attractive in terms of, you know, issuing bonds and credit ratings and everything else. Benefits for consumers. I think, you know, from what you've seen so far, it's quite obvious, you know, it's a safe way to transact. The consumer will be protected because the data protection and the consumer protection laws in Barbados have various provisions to make sure that, you know, they have, that their liability is limited, that they have different ways to seek redress if there's a problem. You know, the process, because it's transparent and auditable, the process is transparent, and the costs will be lower than the costs they have today. There's another benefit, of course, of receiving payments in real time, and it will make it easier for people to access other financial services. So those are some of the benefits for consumers. Now, for you as businesses, there are several benefits as well. So I'm going to review those with you on the next few slides. If it wants to go. Yes, there it is. So first benefit is improved cash flow. So, you know, unless you are a large company with a big balance sheet and that doesn't have to worry if it makes a loss for a few years, most businesses cannot survive without cash flow. And, you know, with instant payments, you improve cash flow. The payments are instantaneous, so the settlement is done immediately. The money is in your account, and you can, you know, use it for whatever purpose you need it for. So you have the benefit of having those funds, you know, available in your account immediately. One big benefit. Another big benefit is the payment guarantee. So, you know, with other payment instruments like checks, you have to worry about, you know, a payment bouncing. With some of the batch processing that goes on today, you may find that, you know, a payment that you put in today, when it comes out of the batch the next day, there was something wrong and, you know, you couldn't collect payment. There's also a reduced risk for businesses. So you don't, for example, have the chargeback risks. I heard somebody mention earlier on the issues with credit cards, how costly they are. Another issue with credit cards is the chargebacks, because with Visa and MasterCard, if somebody wants to dispute a transaction, then they immediately take the money away from you. And then, you know, it's up to you to explain and justify why that transaction may have been perfectly legitimate. In the case of BIMPAY, the settlement is immediate. And if the customer does want to dispute, there will be a process for that. But it's not a process where, you know, the money is taken away from you up front, and then it's, you know, it's up to you to defend yourself. Okay, another benefit, you know, in terms of risk is, you know, because you have fewer uncollectible risks or overdue payments, how your receivables improve. And by having immediate payments, you also have a lower risk of customers dropping out or walking away. Good. Another benefit is lower costs. So the BIMPAY implementation that we're doing right now is a high cost implementation. It's going to cost a lot of money up front, but most of this is going to be absorbed by the central bank. And you know, given that it is a computer system that has high upfront costs, but then basically relies on high volume processing, the marginal cost, the incremental cost of processing an extra transaction is very, very low. So that allows, you know, the PSPs to offer this to you at a cost that is, I'm not going to speak for the PSPs directly because I don't know their commercial policies, but it's highly unlikely that this would be more expensive. I mean, in every other country in the world, when this is implemented, it lowers the payment transaction costs that businesses have to pay. Well, it also has benefits for you on the, you know, in your back office because it's easier to you know, you have less paperwork, less manual processing, I think a special benefit here is for small and micro merchants. So these are merchants that today, you know, cannot or don't want to you know, implement or install expensive terminals and hardware on their counters, or you know, if they're mobile merchants, they don't want to walk around with heavy equipment. You know, with BIMpay, all you need is an app on a mobile phone, and that's all you need. Good. Another benefit that we see is faster credit. So the fact that you have improved cash flow and also a better track record of your financial payments, and especially for small companies, I think this will make it a lot easier once you need credit to document the fact that you have a certain amount of turnover, that you have a certain amount of revenues. You know, when you take a lot of cash payments, it's probably more difficult to convince a lender of your credit worthiness. Here you have you know, documented proof. Okay, and then there's the benefit of efficiency. So with, you know, these lower costs and the easier back office, you know, your overheads will be lower. Your variable costs should be lower, so your margin should improve. And because the payment messages that BIMpay will process will allow you the possibility to include extra information like invoice numbers, reference numbers, client numbers. Reconciliations should be easier as well because of these structured data sets that that you can include in your requests to pay. Okay, and then final benefit is new business opportunities. So, you know, the BIMpay product itself opens up new opportunities for people that, you know, perhaps before they would not have considered. So, you know, you may want to offer a customer the possibility now, for example, to pay in three installments, or you may offer the possibility to offer new products that before you wouldn't have thought of. I mean, I can think in other countries, for example, many businesses have started to advance customers certain amounts of money because they know from the cash flow they have with this customer that the customer is going to pay. So supply chain finance type of thing. Good. So those are the benefits. Now, let me turn to one country that implemented an instant payment system already and quite successfully. This is Brazil. So in the case of Brazil, Pix, as they call it over there, mm-hmm. was introduced in 2020, just before COVID. And today there is about, you know, $4 trillion US dollar equivalent of transactions going through that. That was in 2023, and the growth rates are quite high, so I'm sure it's a lot higher now. And what's interesting is that most of that is in the fourth category, which is called others, which is P2P, person to person, or B2B, business to business. And these are all the transactions that, you know, 5 years ago, Brazilians would have done by cash, mainly to each other or, you know, to pay a small merchant, a micro merchant. Two interesting quotes here. One is from the governor of the central bank, who highlighted that, you know, transactions, I mentioned before, the marginal cost. So transactions, you know, become very cheap. And by having very cheap transactions, you know, you can contemplate new things that perhaps you wouldn't have done before because the cost would have been a prohibitive factor. Another interesting comment is from one of the banks, because Normally, banks are a little bit reticent about implementing an instant payments product. They think it may cannibalize some of their other activities. And what we saw in Brazil, and this is one of the banks, you know, speaking themselves, is that because of the introduction of PIX, a lot of people that before that wouldn't have accessed the financial system, they started, you know, using PIX to transact. And by becoming part of the financial system, they then became, you know, aware or familiarized with other things like overdrafts, loans, savings products, insurance products. And in actual fact, you know, what PIX has done in Brazil, it has opened up the market for, you know, for new customers that banks previously would not have contemplated, you know, targeting for business. A few numbers. So in terms of statistics, over 75% of adults are already using the system. And again, these numbers are from 2023. One important point to make here, I think, is that, and this is going to be the case in Barbados as well, is the government mandated that there had to be zero fees for individuals in order to ensure that there was going to be a strong uptake. Banks were not allowed to charge fees to individuals. Two interesting government use cases. Well, because of COVID, there was a sudden necessity to help a group of citizens, and it was urgent. So with PIX, it was possible to get welfare payments to about 30 million citizens in 48 hours. And most of those will not have had bank accounts, but they did have a phone. They did have a phone number. So it was easy for the government to reach them. So two reasons why it worked, of two important reasons. One is, you don't need a bank account. By linking it to a mobile phone transacting, another reason, I think, is that the government mandated large businesses to accept BIMPAY, and not exclusively, but to include BIMPAY as a payment method for their suppliers and their creditors. In terms of implementation, some of the things that Brazil did quite well and which we will try to emulate is on day one, all banks have to join the instant payment system. In the case of Brazil, 30 days later, the government started processing tax refunds via PIX. And you can imagine that was attractive for a lot of people because instead of having to wait for a bank transfer or a check that was in the post for weeks, they got their money instantaneously. And then after 3 months, the government also mandated that all federal payments, disbursements and incoming payments be done through PIX. A few numbers, not just from Brazil, but from other countries as well, which I think are interesting, is in terms of what happens to the cash that is in circulation. So in the case of India, which implemented an instant payment system, after 4 years, the amount of cash in circulation had gone down by 5%. In the case of Korea, by 10% even. Brazil as well, 10%, but that was only after 2 years. And then Australia and Sweden even saw numbers of between 30 and 55%. And I think those numbers are especially impressive because if you look at all the other countries in the world, the average for that same 4 year period was an increase of 2%. So it's a definite improvement. All right. So Is there a question?
No, Ernst. Continue.
Okay, good. So making this a success in Barbados and the roadmap for a nationwide rollout, those are my last slides. So in terms of making it a success, several factors that we have to consider. The first one is in order to make this work, we need to have a core platform that is working with standardized methods so that all the stakeholders can innovate and build services on it. Without any cumbersome procedures. And the vendor that we have selected for BIMPAY, a company called Montran, they have a proven track record. They have implemented this across the world. So we're confident that this will work well. Second important item to consider is to identify early any gateway or connectivity incompatibilities. And what I mean by that is that the BIMPAY platform consists of various participants. So to begin with, the central bank itself plus nine banks and credit unions, as well as the government entities. And each one of those will have a different way of connecting to interfacing with the instant payment system. So it's up to us, and this is, you know, one of our main tasks right now, to identify, you know, what are the possible obstacles that can, that can hinder that. The third factor is to make sure that we have adoption. And by adoption, we mean that we can build the most beautiful system in the world that has the latest technology that is available 24/7, you know, with response times of milliseconds. But if nobody uses it, then there's no point in, you know, making the investment. So we have a separate work stream next to the work stream with the technical implementation that looks at, you know, where are the high volume use cases that we can drive through the BIMpay platform right from the start. One, because we want to, you know, build momentum. But secondly, you know, if you start with high volume use cases, those high volume use cases will automatically be like a role model. I mean, people will take note and they will see other people doing transactions, and that will automatically stimulate them to do the same thing and to follow those habits.
That was Ernst Verbeek, project manager for BIMpay, outlining the key features of the Barbados instant payment system and the ways it is expected to make transactions faster, more secure, and more convenient for businesses and consumers alike. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the BCCI's Let's Talk Business program. We'll continue to keep you updated on BIMpay and other developments that impact the local business community. That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.